Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
During the course of my Christian ministry, I have listened to many tell what they believe. In so many of those cases, it is shared simply as a defense, not of their soul's salvation, but rather to justify their own personal convictions and practices. Faith is absolutely imperative. Christianity is based upon believing. The scripture statement by the Apostle Paul, "We walk by faith and not by sight," points to what the Christian bases his or her life upon. I'd like to answer, at least in part, the question regarding the Christian's faith, what must I believe? Please join us as we share from God's Word to find our answers.
Once I was straying in sin's dark valley, no hope within could I see. They searched through heaven and found a Savior to save a poor lost soul like me. Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me.
Death's chilly waters I'll soon be crossing. His hand will lead me safe for. I'll join the chorus in that great city and sing up there forevermore.
Oh, what a Savior! Oh, hallelujah! His heart was broken on Calvary. His hands were nail-scarred, his side was riven. He gave his lifeblood for even me. For even me.
We are investigating what the Bible says about what we must believe in our Christian faith. And I will begin with the biblical account found in Acts chapter 16. It's the Apostle Paul and Silas who are in prison in the city of Philippi. And that night, the earthquake shook the prison walls and the gates were all opened and the prisoners were set free. Well, the jailer would have killed himself, but Paul stopped him. And this man rushed in and fell trembling before them, the scripture says, and he asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered him, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." Our question is, what must we believe today? And this man wanted to know what he had to do, and that was to believe in the Lord Jesus, as Paul and Silas respond. But there still remains the question, what must he believe? Paul and Silas spent that night sharing the gospel message about Jesus with the man and his family. And before morning came, the jailer and his family had faith in Jesus, and they surrendered their lives to being baptized into Christ. They were filled with joy, the scripture tells us. So what did this jailer and his family come to believe? Although we have no written record of what all they were taught in those few hours that night, we know by the whole written record of the book that they would have been given and shared the news that Jesus was the Word that was in the beginning with God. He was God in the flesh. He was not from a natural birth. He was born of the Virgin and by the Holy Spirit of God. They would have told them about the life Jesus lived. He never sinned. There was no deceit found in him. He was merciful and kind, healing many of their illnesses and of their sins. They would have been told how he performed miracles to prove his power was not from men, but from heaven. The jailer and his family would be taught that Jesus was a teacher. He brought commands of God from heaven that we should follow. They must have included in their teaching that Jesus fulfilled God's purpose and his will by surrendering himself into the hands of evil men, that he was beaten, falsely accused, condemned, and crucified on the cross. But as he had promised and foretold, he arose from the grave on the third day. So the jailer was to believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. They would give the account of the eyewitnesses who saw Jesus alive and who saw the empty tomb. The jailer asked what he must do to be saved. Believing in the Lord Jesus leads to a multitude of things to believe in. There is no doubt that the jailer and his family were told that Jesus ascended into heaven, where he now sits at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is going to come again to judge the world in righteousness. To be saved from sin's condemnation, one must believe in Jesus, because there is coming a day when Jesus will come and he will reward those who have believed in him and followed him in the path of righteousness. And at the same time, there will be judgment pronounced upon all the wickedness of men. Another text that helps us answer our question today, what must I believe, is found in Acts chapter 8. Philip is God's servant who is very busy proclaiming Jesus as the Christ, the Savior who had come into the world. God called him to meet up with a man who was traveling along the road from Jerusalem to Gaza. The man believed in God and he was reading the Old Testament scripture, but he did not understand its meaning. So it was that Philip began teaching the man as they traveled down the desert road. It says that Philip began with the very passage of scripture the man was reading, and he told him the good news about Jesus. Once again, the record does not include what Philip shared that day. It does tell us that when they came to some water, the man asked Philip why he shouldn't be baptized. Well, without question or doubt, the man had come to believe in Jesus. He heard the witness that Philip shared that Jesus was the Son of God who paid the debt of sins upon the cross. And to desire baptism would be to seek the salvation that is offered in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. His faith had led him to desire the cleansing of his sins through the power of the blood of Jesus shed upon Calvary's cross. What must I believe? We're asking that question in regards to our Christian faith. The Apostle John wrote this. He said, "Many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world, and such people, or such a person, is a deceiver and the Antichrist." The same apostle penned, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." When the Apostle Peter wrote to believers about living holy lives before God and man, he shared these words, "Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish and defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God." The Hebrew writer tells us, "Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see, and that without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Much more is to be said. Much more could be said and shared about what Christians should believe. This message, I hope, will give us thought and spur us on toward a clear understanding of what we believe and place our hope in Jesus Christ, who is indeed the author and perfecter of our faith.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of his glory.